And we are now joined by our friends, City Administrator Ben Martig and Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving to the both of you. Thanks for being here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thursday.
It's tomorrow. My goodness.
Wow.
I know.
Did you start your turkey?
Well.
Come on, Rich.
I am not where the turkey is going to be cooked yet because the turkey is going to be
3 hours away.
Three and a half hours away. So I assume there's some prep that's been happening, but I haven't
you
been there yet.
There's some prep that's been happening.
You don't know my wife very well. There's prep that has started,
yes,
I promise
nice.
You. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, so last night there was a city council meeting. And we talked. You guys talked about a whole lot of stuff. But where would you like to begin today?
So one of the first things that we did is we swore in a new police officer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she is Mindy Bravo, Officer Mindy Bravo. She was raised in Northfield, graduated from Northfield Public Schools, so homegrown, right? And then graduated from Riverland Community College in 2023. And it was just so fun. She's bilingual. She, in her free time, she enjoys spending time with family and friends and her Rottweiler.
Oh, Cookie. Wow. Nice. Cookie.
Yes. Yes.
Was Cookie there last night?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh,
I think
bad.
We would have noticed.
Yeah. You don't notice the Rottweiler in the chambers.
Yeah. So it was just really great to celebrate her and wish her well in joining an excellent department.
Yeah, fantastic. You guys don't happen to know now how the police department is as far as staffing goes, do you?
Still working on some of that there, and
yeah.
I think that'd be a good conversation
yeah.
with Jeff. To
Absolutely it is.
So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, we've had some more transitioning happening, and for now we're focused on Mindy and welcome her to the
Absolutely.
Department.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think the big topic of conversation, and correct me if you want to go a different direction first, but the big topic of conversation last night was the rezoning of the Northwest area for industrial commercial use and the allowance or not of a data center in that area. Is that do I have that right?
Sounds great to me.
Okay. All right.
Let's go.
So, well, there was a lot of conversation about it. There was a lot of debate about it. What went on?
Yeah, and first I would just say, I mean, staff really did a great job of gathering the history of the different times that this has been before the council or that councils have given direction on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really helpful to see that history.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is really a culmination of all of that. It's pretty amazing that it got even in front of the council, considering the history of this area. And it was just really great to actually get to a place where we have zoned a significant portion of land for industrial development. The council's been very clear since our second strategic plan, I would say, starting in 2021, to really put a strong emphasis on growing the tax
mm-hmm.
base.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really the only area that we have available to do that. So getting the rezoning in place makes it that much closer for businesses to locate within our community. We went through the different uses and made that clear. The Planning Commission looked at that as well. Their original recommendation did not include data centers, but ultimately the council put that back in.
Okay. All right. Let's start with what are the objections to data centers? Why would the Planning Commission not have recommended a data center?
Yeah, I can start with that. I'll get to that in 1 second, Rich, but maybe start too, that as the mayor said, that's one use in
mm-hmm.
the text amendments that were made of a larger use of the industrial area. So this includes not only the new area, but also will apply to all of our existing industrial areas that we have. So the areas that Northfield's identified as complementary growth industries that also match with market potential include research and development, renewable energy manufacturing, information technology, which data centers would be part of that, medical and pharmaceutical and food production and processing are really areas where there's a match with, you know, what Northfield potentially has to offer in the interest areas
mm-hmm.
and market conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a lot of local industry that meet some of those types here in town, so we want to be able to grow our existing industry, and Northfield has had a history, unfortunately, of losing some
yeah.
businesses because we haven't had growth opportunities for them where they wanted to work with us. this was a while back, mm-hmm. nothing in recent history, but had to go elsewhere. We don't want to repeat history and learn from our issues in the past. So as the mayor said, this is really over 15 years in the making.
Yeah.
And so it's important to get it right. You don't go through major changes at once, so very thoughtful. The vast majority of things, as the mayor said, were approved and recommended by the Planning Commission and staff with this. Let's talk now about your question on the data centers, what concerns we've heard. So some of the concerns potentially from Planning Commission or heard from maybe the public is, they're too... data centers, are they too noisy? Do they have vibration issues? Might there be brightness related to... security lighting, too much energy use, and too much water use. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, through our proactive work doing an environmental review process, that was about a year and a half process that mm-hmm. we went through to plan out in that area, we specifically identified those and were proactively knowing those were issues mm-hmm. to address, not only for that industry, but for other industries that are in that. So staff has added clarifying measurable standards into the code to address noise, vibration, light, water, energy use, dark sky standards that we have in our code, so that would address the lighting issue. We also know, interestingly enough, we want to encourage alternative energy, like potentially on-site solar, to complement an industry where they might put it on the roof. But we also know that as we've talked to Xcel Energy, Northfield, large chunks of Northfield cannot accommodate new solar installations on homes and on businesses. The city of Northfield just recently was denied to be able to get a 100% paid for solar array on the top of the NCRC building that would have helped all of our partners have lower costs and social mm-hmm. services, because the system's too congested and we can't get onto the grid to meet the requirements. But if we get increased transmission to the city in capacity, which a major user of power might benefit from and pay for at their cost, that would open up potentially, large sections of the city that could now accommodate some of those solar goals, which ultimately our primary goal on our climate action plan is reducing our carbon footprint. It's really buildings and vehicles that are primary ways you can do that. So if we can have buildings that don't use have more sustainable energy sources like solar, that will be important to do that. So this might actually help us move forward the energy side of our climate action plan by getting a business that might demand more power. So I think staff addressed those issues pretty clearly. And I think one thing to note too is not just like any industry, not all data centers are created equal. So, and over time they've changed a lot from the ones that were there before. So Jake Riley really deserves credit. I know he's been spending weekends doing research on it. He's looked at international standards that have been developed. He's been looking on the East Coast where these have emerged previously. It's kind of newer to Minnesota, but he really wanted to do his work in communities that have been addressing this already. And I think certainly it's recognized in the ultimate ordinance that includes that in there. And so we think that would be one industry that would be a great fit. That was an area of the focus of the discussion, but overall, strong support on the changes, and we think this will be a great industry for Northfield if that happens to be one. But there are others out there that we're trying to recruit too.
Now, if as I understand it, having a data center out there wouldn't mean that there wouldn't be other industrial development out there, correct? I mean, this could be an industrial park that had a data center as part of it. Is that how I mean, it's not an either or sort of situation.
No, absolutely not. It could be yes and different mm-hmm. types of uses that could mix in there. I think we could have smaller buildings. In fact, so that's the preferred design expectation is some of the data centers you've seen are the more large single building ones, but there are also mm-hmm. multi-building ones that mm-hmm. have more densification of the site. And those are the types of ones we're really recruiting, are the ones that meet some of those sustainability goals for us and aesthetic improvements, and it can accommodate other types of development out there.
Right.
But it would all be light industrial. That's clearly the intent and what we're
right.
going mm-hmm. in that area.
Right. Is there any, has there been any conversation with anybody? Has the city had any conversation with anybody about putting something out there?
In fact, as we talked about this, if you don't go through the steps to prepare a site, nobody's going to build there. So that's if it's kind of like if you're selling a house, you got to be marketing it and have
right.
it clean and ready to be shown well, right, if you want to be successful in doing that. And we didn't have the zoning in place, but we've been working on that over the years. We've been doing infrastructure cost estimates. We now mm-hmm. have that to know what we can currently accommodate, which we can accommodate significant development out there currently, and we now have a plan to add infrastructure when business needs it,
okay,
if they need it. So that's ready to go. But yeah, that's an important piece to it, and the processes with the AUA&R let us get to this point.
All right, mm-hmm. That's great. So there was an approval, and now we're off to the races. Is that?
Well, there is a second reading.
Be nice. I like it.
Maybe there was a little bit of a wrinkle around how much property to annex to. I don't know if the mayor wants to cover that a little bit, but the council gave some direction that will be incorporated in a slight amendment where there was kind of a compromise between Planning Commission and council on our staff's recommendation, and that will, on a second reading that's required, that we'll have to finalize next week.
Okay.
Mayor, do you want to talk a little bit about the amount
of
property?
Sure. So the Planning Commission scaled back from the staff direction on the amount of land to be set aside for industrial, to move from the ag zoning to the industrial zoning. And really the additional land that the staff had identified is actually through the AUAR not developable. Some of it is not.
Okay.
And so really ultimately the council decided to add in a couple other parcels in addition to the Planning Commission recommendation that were developable or didn't have a community solar garden or solar farm already identified to go in.
Okay.
And so I think that was just a really important moment that we really want this land set aside for industrial development.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the ideal place for us to be putting in community solar. I raised some significant concerns around that because that's been our predisposition previously to just put in solar. Like, there's no development coming in out here. So it was just really short-sighted. And whereas I can appreciate that people want to add solar, I think adding it as an accessory use versus using up a finite amount of land that is set aside for industrial uses is really not the best option for us as a city.
In total, how many acres are we talking about out there? What's the size of this area?
So it's going to be a little over 350 acres. 350. The exact acres will staff's been directed to add a few more parcels in from that. And so they didn't have the acreage there at the meeting, but we'll find that out in the packet that'll be going out. So that'll be included. I would just say, too, the council, it was 7-0 vote on both of these that they had. And so there was strong support and a lot of vocal support, which there isn't always that clear dominant voice on it.
Right.
But I think one compelling comment, I think, too, that I think is really important about this, has been identified historically as a problem for Northfield, that really on the tax base side, we're upside down. Our spending really is pretty reasonable. It's the other side. So people are concerned about property taxes, which we are and has been identified for a long time. The issue with growing the tax base is the alternative to not doing that, which is why we're working so hard to get there, is one counselor kind of put it, I'll kind of interpret it a little bit, basically said, too, if we don't add more development in, we're going to see it getting, there's two paths to go. One is it's going to get increasingly more unaffordable to live here because the people that will be able to afford it are going to be even more wealthy people, and it's going to drive up the cost of the homes.
Right.
So common working people are going to have a harder time to work here if we or live here too and be able to afford it, and or probably both would happen. And some of these important things like investing in our schools, investing in social service programs to have a safety social net for people, for the cities to be able to take the city of Northfield to take care of their roads. We're going to have more constant pressure to be able to take care of those things in our spending, even though our Northfield spending as a city is right in comparison in the middle of the pack of our peers, it's going to get increasingly harder to be able to take care of the things that we have if we don't grow that tax base. I can tell you in other communities that have a richer tax base and growth, it's much easier to get support for reinvesting in things and looking at it as an investment if you've got that larger tax base. So I think it's not healthy to transition to a bedroom community. It's not what Northfield's about. And so we need to have that mix of places to work, places to live. They have to fit our, complement our community too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, for as long as I have lived here, there, and it's 22 years, there has been conversation about growing the industrial commercial tax base. So it's nice to finally get to a point where this can become a reality.
I think it's good, too, for us to realize oftentimes we're talking about it in relation to how it affects us who live within the city. But really it affects everyone who lives outside the city that attends the Northfield School District. So you talk about those school levies. Those would be, if we were doing our job in growing the industrial tax base, that's our responsibility. That would have a better possibility for just the decreased tax burden on our farmers that live surrounding the community that pay into those school levies would be less. I would say also that it affects the county. So oftentimes we're just focused only on us. But some of these decisions, they really affect a much broader cross-section of the area.
All right. All right. And this passed unanimously last night, did it not?
Yes.
That's great. That's fantastic. Okay. There was conversation last night about a resolution to approve sale of hospital property to the Northfield HRA. Do I have that right?
Yep. So there, the old ambulance building that's adjacent to Way Park is no longer needed or for hospital use, and because they've since moved out to the along in Dakota County, just north of North Avenue there. And so they're really looking to transition that property for some additional housing. Park Board looked at it, HRA looked at it, Council looked at it, and we are all in agreement that it should be used for housing, not to expand the parks and that are adjacent right there to Way Park. So there was a lot of hoops. I mean, the Council just passed it. It didn't yield a bunch of conversation because I think people were just really in favor of moving that forward, even though the all of the paperwork and the everything that went on behind the scenes to be able to make this happen was far more difficult than what the council conversation showed last night.
Did you hear from the HRA? Do they have specific plans for that that property yet, or is it just sort of take it and hold it until some opportunity comes along?
That's a good question. I
sorry.
I didn't sit in on their meeting specifically. My understanding, though, is they're keeping options open. Most likely, they'll be working with some of their partners like they typically do to basically create affordable housing opportunities, workforce or affordable housing, and home ownership. So that there was a deed restriction that kept the home ownership clause on that property, and that's really what we'd love to have it be owner-occupied. Yep. I think they're going to be evaluating the condition of the site to say, can they keep it? Do they look at, you know, a redevelopment with some additional units on there? Those types of things would be getting looked at. And we have housing partners that we work with in the past, whether it's Habitat for Humanity, whether it's Three Rivers. Yep. We've had a couple other people interested in some of the properties too. So I think the HRA, like they have been very active and are continuing to help try and solve some of our housing needs too. And this will be another small piece to try and move that forward.
Habitat built another home just on the other side of Way Park from that from where that that location is too. So you know, might be a nice idea for Habitat to get involved there.
I mean, great location. Yeah. I mean, Northfield's full of great locations, but you've got beautiful park right there where there's summer entertainment. You've got the school has a district offices right across the road, and then I think within walking, biking distance, you have elementary schools that's wonderful, and early childhood center, so great place to be.
Yeah, I used to live in that neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood. All right. What else about the meeting last night we should talk about?
Those are probably the meatiest ones. Okay. We can probably cover other things, but if you want to keep going, do you want to keep going? I could probably.
If you got something else, I'm certainly interested.
The last one, I think there was some conversation on. Should we talk about the rezoning? Yeah. So the Masons had a rezoning one, and I don't know, Mayor, do you want to kind of kick that one
off? Yeah, so the Planning Commission talked about this and took quite a bit of feedback and input at their public hearing for this and ultimately decided to deny it. I think we did not have as many people at our council meeting last night, but one of the things, the additional testimony by the person that was applying for the rezoning, I think really made it... it was really the deciding factor because you could hear the heart of what they wanted to do with the property, which was to bring in some small business that they couldn't do unless they had it rezoned. And so the council has been, I think this is one of the other ways that we can be pro-business, is to get this property rezoned so that they can actually accomplish that.
Great. Right. Well, thank you for being pro-business or pro-small business, indeed. Yeah.
I would say also that I think there was certainly a sensitivity to the residential in that area, because it is a little bit of a transition area where you kind of go a little commercially to residential. And so, and I think, as the mayor said, knowing that really their intent wasn't to, like, do some major change to the site. It was really about supplementing their revenue, because they're a, you know, they're a service organization, basically philanthropic.
Yeah, and the Masons, yeah.
And so it's all like kind of membership dues. And so if they could have a little bit of supplement revenue for them, sure, with like meeting spaces, and like the mayor said, that's what they're really looking for. So means it's probably, you know, intended to continue to be operated similar to what it is now.
Okay. All right.